Good morning, I'm Michelle Spring with your 6:30 headlines. The Tuscarawas County Sheriff's Office is trying to locate 42-year-old Donnie R. Raines, who was reported missing on July 27th after leaving his residence on Stone Creek Road. It is suspected that Donnie left his home on a bicycle and is possibly making attempts to travel to West Virginia. Raines suffers from various mental health issues to include schizophrenia, which causes him to have a 10-year-old mentality. Raines is 5'8", weighs 185 pounds, and he has a stocky build with short, dirty blonde hair and blue eyes. He also has a distinctive heart tattoo on his left shoulder. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Tuscarawas County Sheriff's Office. And the Performing Arts Center at Kent State Tuscarawas is giving the public a chance to win tickets for shows during their 2019-2018 lineup. To be eligible, find the correct post on the PAC's Facebook and follow the instructions. A winner is announced Thursday and a new giveaway is announced the next day. For more details, find the Performing Arts Center online at kent.edu/tusk/PAC. And for more headlines, be sure to visit us at WTUZ.com.
PAC got you a little choked up over there. Michelle.
Well, because I had my gum in my mouth.
Michelle
Spring. I know, and I had too much saliva going on.
Hey,
you know how that goes.
Hey, now. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, and great now. Nothing to start off the morning like a little saliva talk.
Sorry.
You're salivating over there.
Yes.
You know what I was thinking about the other day?
Please do tell.
We had a countdown leading us up to spring, okay? We also had the countdown leading us up to first day of summer, which was our beach party.
Right.
I feel like I'm missing a countdown somewhere in there, in which we counted down days up until it was.
There was something else that we counted down to.
Yeah, I forget what it was. But listen, there are things on the horizon. First day of fall, which we don't want to look forward to. First day of school for many of the schools around
here. Those
are
two terrible ones.
I know. I'm just, you know, spitballing here, throwing things against the wall and seeing if they happen to stick.
I can think of a good one.
Tell me.
Countdown to football.
There's yeah, we could. Michelle, you may have just right there. You may have just right there supplanted what our next countdown will be. but we need another countdown here. Something to look forward to.
The fair?
As we roll through. The fair is a good one. How about that? You are full
of
great ideas. Let me write these down. We have football and fair, the fall.
I don't want the fall because I don't want summer to be over.
Well, listen, all these could be separate countdowns because they are all. I mean, the first day of fall is when? And you know what? It is around September.
Yeah, it's mid-September, I believe.
When is the fall equinox? Hey, Siri, when is the fall equinox?
Autumnal equinox is on Saturday. September 22nd,
there you go.
2018.
Oh. The autumnal equinox.
Excuse me?
Is the N silent?
It's the autumnal.
Autumnal?
I believe.
Well, thank you for that. September 22nd. That is the first day of fall. Now, here's the thing, though. If we wanted to count down to football season, what would it be?
To the Browns.
High school football? I am not counting down to a team who did not win a single game.
Okay, well, maybe not Browns, maybe just professional football, just NFL.
Obviously, regular season. We don't, I mean, preseasons. Yeah.
Right.
Although the Browns are the preseason champs, they went 4-0 last year.
Whoop, whoop.
And we are the preseason champs until someone beats us, gosh darn it. In the preseason, that is, of course.
High school football, we could do that, but do they all start on the same day?
And there may be games that go on a Thursday.
Right. So
I know Dover last year started their season on a Thursday night.
Well, let's do NFL.
We're just gonna make that decision.
College football? OSU? What are you thinking?
Here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking right now. You know what? This is what we'll do. We'll just open it up. We'll just post a poll question. What should our next countdown be? Obviously, all poll questions are kicking country poll questions. So we'll just do that. Obviously, and we'll open it up to the texters, too, if they want. 330-339-9399. But that poll question will be up soon. What should our next countdown be? Leading up to what?
Are we going to make it football-related or any countdown?
We'll get the general consensus.
Oh, okay.
To what Z Country maybe has to say.
Give us a good idea.
But I think football season may be the one. But now we just have to determine. Listen, there are high school football seasons, then you have collegially and professionally. Yeah, there's still a professional team on the lakefront in Cleveland, that semi-pro team up there. Hey, speaking of things up there in Cleveland, this guy's no longer playing there, but he's in Los Angeles. That's LeBron James. He opened up his school yesterday. Hats off to him for that. His I Promise School in Akron. Basically, it's a school to give back to youngsters in his area. Just third and fourth graders, right, are attending the school, I do believe. I don't think it's a full K through 12 or middle school. I think it's just third and fourth graders. LeBron James once missed 80-plus days in his fourth grade school career, and now he's given back to all the kids in his hometown of Akron, Ohio. He said this means everything. He gave an interview to the AP before the public event yesterday. He said, I think this is the greatest accomplishment for me because it's not just me. A championship is for a team. That's for an organization and a city. But these kids, this is for generation after generation after generation. And it's for these kids. And so it means everything to me. He's been quoted as saying this is probably the greatest accomplishment of his life, opening up this school.
It's a pretty big deal.
I mean, yeah.
He's done so much for that town and just Northeast Ohio in general. So it's great to see him giving back. I like that.
A year-round learning center devoted to some of the city's most challenged youngsters. Ones maybe just like him back in the day. Of course, he talked about the struggles he went through as his mother tried to find her way, quote unquote, when he was a young boy running the streets of Akron. Him and myself, by the way, just running the streets of Akron, running amok. Have you seen, obviously, some photos and moving pictures of the school from the news?
Amazing.
Last night, just out of this
that
world.
Grand staircase.
Yeah.
It's
like
I thought it was
something
honestly,
from a mansion.
Right. I didn't think it was a school when I first saw the picture. I was like, oh, is this a picture of his house?
They'll have longer school days, a food pantry on site, obviously. All the resources that children need from counseling to libraries, to books, to computers, all that stuff. Plus, it provides some maybe a place to go after school. Take part in maybe some sports. Basketball, maybe that could be one.
Hmm.
So there you go.
We got some feedback on the poll questions.
Did we already?
Oh, yeah.
On the text line?
Somebody, this made me laugh. Deer season. They want to count down to deer season. If that's not T County, I don't know what is.
There you go. You know what? We need to write all these down so we can maybe have continual countdowns.
I like it. I think it's funny.
Somebody said to spring, just skip fall and winter. Lori, countdown to the T County Fair. Yeah, that's
right.
It's a popular one. Brock says Ohio State football. We could do that, obviously. Deer season's a good one. When is that, by the way? November?
I don't know. I've never partaken? How do you say that? I've never participated in deer season.
There you go. We'll just go.
I don't know.
We'll just go with that.
There you go.
Hey, you know what? I want to give during Morning Quickies the shouts and prayers to the folks in California, Northern California in particular. It is now the ninth most destructive wildfire in the history of wildfires.
So scary.
A pair of wildfires now prompted the evacuation of nearly 20,000 people yesterday, which is just insane. So far, the fires burning on the Mendocino and Lake County lines right there, 68,000 acres have burned, well over 100 square miles. There are 17 different wildfires burning across the state of California as we speak right now, which is just crazy.
Mm.
So shouts and prayers to those folks.
That is so scary. I couldn't imagine.
You know what I heard last night that they're trying to fight? Not only are they fighting these fires and evacuating people from homes and trying to determine where they can go and routes and this, that, and the other, where the flames may be spreading, but there are people actually going in to break into these homes who people have left, evacuating
their homes. Looting?
And looting and stealing their
things.
What is that all about? You know what I mean?
People amaze me.
I mean, they will travel into the smoke and into the flames for a big screen TV and your Alexa, pretty much.
So ridiculous.
And your Google Home.
Well, that kind of happens with any massive disaster where people go in and try and steal things. And I think that's just so terrible. How could you do that?
Looting. You looters. Mm.
So crazy.
Hey, we're going to get that poll question up because we want to hear from you, just like we have already from folks on the Weaver Appliance text line. Also, later on this morning, some fair prizes will be handed out. It's, of course, all in preparation for the Tuscarawas County Fair, which will be here before you know it. And, of course, Rodney Adkins performing live at the fair, too.